Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to say a very special happy birthday to the love of my life. She is no doubt listening today. She does listen in to the podcast every day. I want to say happy birthday to my wife, Natasha, whom I am passionately and madly in love with, the beautiful Natasha. And anyone who's ever met her knows what I'm talking about. She has been sang about in folklore and legend, as I say. And I am so thankful and grateful to have her in my life as my best friend. So happy birthday to you today, babe. This will not be the last time you hear me say happy birthday to you today. I will not tell anyone how old she is. I will leave that for your imagination. Okay. Yesterday, we were talking about the believer resting in covenant, and I was trying to frame that little conversation through the lens of, or the narrative of, God is always dealing through covenant, and how Joseph resisted Potiphar's wife's lustful temptation through the knowledge that she was in a covenant with her husband, and that Joseph had a deal with her husband and was appropriating the whatever was his. And he makes it very clear that she was not his, and thus he didn't feel like he had the right to be with her. Had Potiphar told him, she's yours as well, I think he would have dealt within covenant. He would have dealt within appropriated it. Now, I'm speculating, and that's probably dangerous to do. So let's don't speculate, and let's just stay within the lens of covenant. A few weeks ago, as I said, at our church Midland, we ministered on this idea of resisting the enemy by resting in covenant. And the opening text that morning was from 2 Samuel 21:1, where a famine had hit the land in the time of King David. For three consecutive years, they had been in a famine. Now, that's hard to believe. I believe it. The word says it. But it's hard to imagine being in a famine for 3 years. But here they are in the middle of it, and it must be getting bad enough that David petitions the Lord and says, Lord, are you behind this? What is the reason for this? Now, God functioned under the old covenant in a different way than he functions under the new covenant. He wasn't a different God, but he had a different covenant. There has been a change of the priesthood, and thus by necessity a change of the law. There has been a change of covenants. You have a better covenant built on better promises, and so God functions within the confines of covenant. And under the old covenant, it would have been the requirement of a just God to honor his end of the deal. So if we broke covenant, he had to honor the end of that. So David goes to God, assuming somebody's done something wrong, this must be why. And now we don't do that now. If there's a famine, we don't go to God and say, God, where's the sin in the camp? What do we need to change? Why don't we do that? Well, because we're under a new covenant. And under the new covenant, it's not cut between you and God, between America and God, between the church and God. It's cut between the Son and the Father. And so Jesus has appropriated for us all of the provisions of a new covenant. We don't enter into that through our actions. So David says, God, what is the deal? And the Lord says in 2 Samuel 21:1, because of the sins, or 22:1, I think, because Saul killed the Gibeonites is this famine. And if you'll trace it back to Joshua 9, Joshua cut a covenant with the Gibeonites that they would not kill them. Now, it was a covenant that was established through subterfuge and deception. The Gibeonites acted like they were somebody else. But the covenant was binding and stands. Saul comes along and kills a bunch of them, and God now has to honor covenant even with the people he didn't want to enter into covenant with, because Israel never consulted the Lord when they cut that first covenant. It tells me this: God is always bound to covenant. We'll conclude the thought, or try to, tomorrow as we end the month of April. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.